431-22. It's all out there now. The rats are bailing from the ship. I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform, that the glory does not belong to Stu Peters. This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty. You know when major broadcast networks start talking about vaccine injuries, they're looking for a fall guy to take the blame for all of it. Why is Tony Fauci still running around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere? Any bets? Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Wednesday, August 31st, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Brooke Jackson is a whistleblower against Pfizer. In 2020, she was working on phase three of the company's vaccine trials when she blew the whistle on the company's shoddy data integrity practices. Brooke found that Pfizer was pressuring a subcontractor named Ventavia to enroll as many people as possible, as quickly as possible for the phase three trial. Pfizer's goal was to rush its shot through FDA approval as quickly as possible, no matter how many safety rules they had to ignore or break. So they paid Ventavia by the patient and didn't care if they cut every corner imaginable. Here's some of what Brooke found. She found that Ventavia was improperly enrolling ineligible trial participants, like the family members of its employees. They were failing to actually monitor patients who got the shot as required. They were using incompetent, untrained, unqualified personnel to give shots and work in their labs. They didn't maintain trial blindness. Do you hear what I just said? They didn't maintain trial blindness, which is entirely the point of a blinded clinical trial, because otherwise you can just manipulate the results. It should have been dead in the water right then and there. They failed to get informed consent and also bribed people to participate. They injected the vaccine itself improperly. They violated HIPAA. Seriously, this just goes on and on and on. Brooke was seeing new violations every single day. It's like the scam of the Afghan war. Massive fraud everywhere. Everybody knows it, and they're just seeing how much they can get away with. And of course, for her bravery and integrity in exposing all of this, Brooke was fired within 6 hours of exposing it. Well, now Brooke is participating in a major lawsuit against Pfizer, which has taken a dark and disturbing turn. So to understand the context here, Brooke brought her lawsuit under the False Claims Act. The False Claims Act is a federal law imposing damages on any person or any company who defrauds the federal government. Now, this law doesn't just let the federal government sue people. It lets other people sue fraudsters on the government's behalf as whistleblowers. And if your lawsuit succeeds, you get a cut of the money owed to the federal government as damages. This way, the federal government can get regular people to battle against fraud on its behalf. So Brooke has shown, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that Pfizer and its contractors manipulated their data in order to get their shot approved and rushed out to be forced onto the American people. Pfizer should be dead to rights for defrauding the American people. But Pfizer just introduced a twist. The company is arguing that Brooke's lawsuit should be dismissed because the U.S. government knew about this fraudulent data and kept doing business with Pfizer anyway. So basically, as long as the federal government kept writing Pfizer checks even after the fraud was revealed, then they're off, scot-free. The FDA can't have been defrauded because it was in on the fraud against the American people. Unbelievable. I would say it was shocking, but the threshold for things that shock this program is becoming much more narrow. I want to learn a lot more about this. And to that end, Brooke Jackson joins us now. Brooke, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me again, Stu. It is shocking. We were kind of talking about this a minute ago. Every day, something shocks me. And this one especially, the contract, is one of the arguments that Pfizer is making in support of their motion to dismiss. So the contract was with the Department of Defense, and Pfizer is claiming that contract did not require them to follow any of the standard federal acquisition regulations or any of the codes of federal regulations that govern clinical trials. All they had to do was bring an FDA approved product to market. They did that, so the case should be dismissed.
And so under what circumstance would the FDA not approve it? I mean, given the contract, this just looks like you can bring us anything and it's just approved.
Well, the FDA still has an obligation to ensure that a product that they are, you know, bringing to market is safe and effective. The FDA failed. The Department of Justice failed in declining to intervene in this case. And I'm looking forward to the judge in this case ruling solely on fact and law. And if he does that, then I'm certain that we'll win this case.
Well, I mean, certainly we're going to be praying for that. But what it looks like is that the FDA didn't fail, but they intentionally got into bed with corporate big pharma, knowing about all of this fraud, and still approved this shot to be rolled out onto the market, which now we see has catastrophic fallout. We see a record-smashing number of injuries and deaths, with only 1% reporting to the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, monitored by the CDC, which shows roughly 30,000 people dead and over 2 million injuries.
Yeah, the claims that I made nearly two years ago were material to the approval. Pfizer knew what they were submitting to the FDA was fraudulent. The FDA knew the data that they were reviewing was based on fraudulent data. So you're right. I mean, it seems and appears to be that they're, you know, complicit in this scheme to get this misbranded product to market, certainly.
So you can say unequivocally with 100% certainty that the FDA was aware of the fact that Ventavia was improperly enrolling ineligible trial participants like the family members of its employees?
Absolutely. No doubt. Not just that, you know, the things that I really want to focus on, the improper storage of the product, its temperature. We have no idea what that did to the stability. Did that lead to additional harms? The unblinding that you mentioned, the list does go on and on. And when I reported this in September of 2020, I got fired about 6 hours later. I contacted the FDA and my company fired me.
Brooke, explain for people who don't really understand clinical trials what a blind trial is versus the unblinding.
Yeah, so this particular trial was blinded in a way that allowed the vaccinator, the only person that was working on the clinical trial in the companies or at the sites, knew that the patients were either getting a vaccine or they were getting a placebo. That keeps the patient from knowing so that they're not, there's a placebo effect and maybe, you know, reporting symptoms that, you know, they think are there. Or the study doctors who are over these patients' safety, their well-being, from managing these patients any differently than they would if they didn't know. And that just prevents a bias from being injected into the study. I mean, that's what we consider the gold standard in research is for trials to be blinded in a certain way. Ventavia failed here in that every patient that they enrolled were unblinded. So as soon as the physician would open the patient's chart, they would know whether this patient was on the vaccine arm or whether this patient was on the placebo arm immediately, right there, with just that one violation of Pfizer's own protocol. We should have immediately stopped enrolling in the trial at Ventavia, notified Pfizer. My company refused to do that. They actually wanted us to go through these charts, remove that randomization scheme, shred it, and not tell Pfizer. They wanted to tell Pfizer that everything was fine and to get this mess cleaned up and then continue with the enrolling.
But no, instead of that, they actually bribed people to participate. That's what you said in your lawsuit. What specifically do you mean by that?
So if patients were frustrated, we were severely understaffed. So if a patient was calling the center trying to get in contact with the doctor or one of the researchers, The voicemail boxes were full. They couldn't get a hold of anybody. They were reaching out to Pfizer directly. So these patients were frustrated. Some of them were in the waiting rooms for hours, lined up in hallways and folding chairs, waiting out their post-dose assessment to ensure they didn't have any reaction. So these patients were upset. So to keep them from going to the media or to the ethics committee or Pfizer directly with their complaint, they were offering them gift cards to kind of just
hush money.
Hush money. Yes.
Here,
yes.
Take this gift card, stay quiet, shut up, don't report us, and then take this injection.
Yes.
They injected the vaccine itself improperly?
Yes. So again, the unqualified staff, the lack of staff. Our receptionist had a dual role at Ventavia. She was also the unblinded vaccinator. She had no medical training at all. And when I looked at her resume, or what we call a CV, she had retail experience only, and the position she held right before coming to Ventavia was at a taqueria. So this was a person that was responsible for preparing the vaccine and injecting this vaccine into patients. And, you know, when I saw that obviously was, you know, something that I had a discussion with the owners of the company right away. And they assured me that they were bringing in a registered nurse and more qualified staff to make sure that these particular parts of the clinical trial were being done by somebody who was qualified.
How did they violate HIPAA during this trial?
Oh, that was something I found one evening when I stayed late in clinic. I was auditing the data in these charts. I was assessing whether or not we were reporting adverse events and serious adverse events appropriately. And I stayed in clinic and I walked into the reception area. I usually came in through the back way, but this day I was in the reception area, and I saw the receptionist had like a whiteboard behind her desk with sticky notes with patients' names, date of birth, their social security numbers, addresses, signatures on W-9 forms. So anybody that walked in, the janitor, other patients who were in the waiting room, could just look over and see this information just right there.
I mean, the list goes on.
It does.
How did they fail to monitor the patients? I mean, obviously, if you're getting something that's experimental or being tested in a supposedly blind clinical trial, which we now know that this was not a blind clinical trial, which should have ended it dead in its tracks right there, but they're supposed to monitor these people, and you say that they failed to do so. How?
So part of Pfizer's protocol, once the patient was injected, whether it was, you know, with the placebo or the vaccine, again, remember, the staff should not have known this, but the patients were to be monitored for an allergic reaction or an adverse event following the injection for at least 30 minutes. So we were a very small clinic, only had 5 exam rooms. Patients were waiting to be signed up. So in order to get the patient out of the exam room, once they were vaccinated, they would put them in the hallway with no medical supervision at all. When I actually was auditing our site's crash cart, our emergency medications, I found that our epinephrine was expired and we didn't even have Benadryl in this crash cart. So in the event there was an allergic reaction or an emergency, there would have been nobody qualified. Most of the staff weren't even certified to do basic life support. And that, again, just, it was a matter of just getting patients in and out so they could enroll the next patient. So that was one of the ways that they didn't monitor these patients. You know, the adverse events that were being reported on the diary, again, lack of staff, we couldn't manage the number of adverse and serious adverse events that we were getting from these patients that were enrolled. So they weren't monitoring them there. The principal investigator over the study was rarely on site. I met him twice in the weeks that I was there. So it was the staff who were actually determining whether these patients were eligible, even based on, you know, their medical history, their surgical history, what medications they were on. These were unqualified people working well, you know, beyond their scope. and putting these patients' lives in danger.
Of everything that you saw through all of this, and I know that we've only gone through just a portion of what you saw, what do you think actually shocked you the most?
Oh, I always start with informed consent because, you know, without that, we're not able to make a fully informed healthcare decision. These were patients who were volunteering themselves to take a novel vaccine. And when I saw that we were forging informed consent forms and not fully informing these patients of their risks, the potential benefits, if any, that was probably the most egregious thing that I saw. But again, you know, the list goes on. Mixing up lab samples, not testing patients that were symptomatic, you know, the improper storage of the vaccine at the minus 70 degree temperature. That was huge. What did that do? We don't know that product was stable.
Well, I'm hoping that what it did was deactivate whatever is in these damn things that is causing this carnage across the planet. Record smashing numbers of people dying. We're talking about professional athletes, people in the prime of their physical health, young people. I saw an article on Crosstalk News on the Stu Peters Network. Edward Saul and Lauren Witzke displayed this article. Some student died from a heart attack right after getting this thing. And the article that came out was he died because he was overjoyed with his success. This is what led to his heart attack. It had nothing to do with this injection that we can now see is a 100% fraud. Thanks to your lawsuit, everybody that hears this should be just incredibly pissed off, filled with righteous indignation, and warn everybody. No, the bots and the trolls and the media that is saying that these are safe and effective and talking about blind clinical trials and using that as a way to justify the safety and effectiveness of these shots, they're all lies. This is the biggest fraud ever perpetuated, not just on America, but on global citizens everywhere.
Absolutely.
And thank you.
This product is misbranded. This product is not safe, and this product is not as effective as Pfizer says it was, and they need to pull it from the market immediately.
It's not effective at all. It doesn't protect anybody from anything. It's doing exactly what it was designed to do, and that's why we're seeing the fallout that we are, with no threshold for death, no threshold to stop these things. The entire supply should be incinerated, effective immediately. Brooke Jackson, thank you so much. You're a hero.
Thanks, Stu.
No, thank you. This country owes Brooke Jackson a huge debt of gratitude. And speaking of thanks and gratitude, I owe a personal thank you to my friends over at Curable. The new company, the CBD company advertising on this program, all the hemp grown right here in my home state of Minnesota, family-owned and operated business. Well, I coach baseball and I stay active. I work out. I want to stay healthy. I want to stay fit. And doing overhead presses in the gym just yesterday, I tweaked my neck. For those of you who have been through neck pain, you know it's incapacitating. This morning, I could hardly get out of bed. Rub the CBD pain cream from Curable.com over there in the neck region along the trapezius here. Gone. Seriously. I could hardly even move. You know neck pain. It's inhabilitating. I mean, it's awful pain. This stuff really works. I'm telling you. And I believe in this family. I know where the hemp's grown. It's all natural stuff. Curable is spelled KURIBL.com. Joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, migraine headaches, allergies, Parkinson's, ADHD, whatever your ailment, I encourage you to please go to the website, check out their full range of products. Curable.com, KURIBL.com. Use promo code STU20 for 20% off site-wide at Curable.com. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEcoFoods.com. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEcoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com. Welcome back. The German-Austrian Working Group for COVID Vaccine Analysis is a group of independent scientists based in Central Europe. They include doctors and physicists, chemists, microbiologists, pharmacologists, and alternative health practitioners. They've been investigating these so-called vaccines for many months and have been steadily releasing their findings based on analysis of the shots themselves, as well as the bodies and blood samples of people who have received it. Well, they say that they've discovered an awful lot via their work. For example, they say that without exception, they have found toxic substances of some kind in every single COVID-19 shot sample that they've looked at. They say that in every blood sample that they've looked at from a vaccinated person, the blood shows signs of changes to it. But most specifically, they have found that how significant these changes are depends on certain innate traits within a person. So specifically, they say that, and I'm going to quote from my notes here, the greater the stability, the envelope of lipid nanoparticles, the more frequent the vaccine side effects. What does that actually mean in layman's terms? Well, Dr. Sabine Stabel is a microbiologist with the German-Austrian Working Group, and I'm sure that she can explain their findings in more detail. So to that end, she joins us now. Dr. Stabel, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
Of course.
Happy to be here.
So what does that mean exactly?
So the lipid nanoparticles, which are used in these death shots, they are coated with so-called polyethylene glycol. And the better the quality of these polyethylene glycol chains. So if the chains have the same length and are not distributed in length, so the better the quality of the polyethylene glycol, the more stable the micelles of these shots. And the more stable these micelles, the higher the probability to have side effects.
Okay, so in layman's terms, what I understand from previous guests that have been on this program is that the lipid nanoparticle is the delivery method for the mRNA in these shots. Is that correct?
That's correct. And they are coated with this polyethylene glycol around the nanolipids.
Okay. And the more stable those chains are of the polyethylene glycol or lipid nanoparticles, the more frequent the vaccine side effects. So what does that mean for somebody who has already been injected? How would they know? And does it actually make a difference? Because, I mean, obviously, it's this show's position. Don't go get these shots. They're poisonous. They're going to lead everybody to an early grave. Do you agree with that analysis?
Well, we can't say for sure if the people will die who got these shots, because if you store these shots not in the appropriate way, that might not be good for the nanolipids. So in Germany, they normally are not stored at minus 80 centigrade. So this means they are normally stored at room temperature for days. So they might not work.
When you say work, I'd like to know what you mean by that. Because obviously, these are not intended to prevent infection. They have a different intent from this show's perspective. So when you say they might not work, what do you mean?
So the aim is to transfect the cell. So the RNA should go into the cell. But if the nanolipid is destroyed or not functioning, you just have other problems. So basically, the nanolipids themselves are still toxic. We don't know the lethal doses of these nanolipids.
So you're hypothesizing that if stored incorrectly, it could be possible that your side effects or the damage to you may be reduced in severity or significance.
We can't say this for sure. We can say that the worse the quality of the polyethylene glycol coating, the less you have a chance to have severe side effects. The better the quality of this coating, the higher the chance you have severe side effects.
So I'm going to paraphrase basically based on what I'm hearing, and I'm not a doctor, I'm not a microbiologist, but what I'm hearing here and trying to just translate into what the everyday, you know, global citizen can understand is the manufacturers, for example, Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, Janssen, Johnson & Johnson, and so on, have a specific temperature and method that they want these death shots stored at. And that is for a specific reason. And so if you deviate outside of the protocols that they have set forth, you may not die. In other words, the intent is to injure or kill you. And if you deviate outside of their plan, you may not be injured or killed.
No, the injury is not as severe as if they are not of high quality. So if the lipid nanoparticles are of low quality of different sizes around these nanolipids, they don't work properly. And if they are additionally stored in the not proper conditions. That's what Project Enigma also told. I think it was a video called Broken Bioweapon is Less Deadly.
Yeah, the quality.
So the lower the quality of the death shots, the lower the probability of severe injury. And one part of this quality is the polyethylene glycol coating.
Yeah.
And there are different qualities in each batch. Sometimes all these polyethylene glycol molecules have the same size and have a really nice coating, and then they are really stable. And sometimes the size distribution is very broad, so they are not really stable.
Interesting. So the higher the quality, the more damage, in other words, is what you're saying. Got it.
Yes.
So in every blood sample that you've looked at from a vaccinated person, the blood shows signs of changes to it. What types of changes are you seeing?
So the classical clotting, strange things we can't identify. We don't know what it is. It's not graphene oxide, so we check that. We don't know what it is. It's sometimes really interesting and beautiful patterns. So one of our members programmed artificial intelligence, and this artificial intelligence can discern between vaxxed and unvaxxed blood. So you just upload a photo, and the KI, the artificial intelligence, can tell you, yeah, this is vaxxed blood, this is unvaxxed blood. So there are definite changes an artificial intelligence can learn to discern. We are not sure what the artificial intelligence has learned, but at the moment, it's 100% accurate.
Dr. Stable, can you imagine the types of surveillance that they could use across the planet if AI is able to tell the difference between vaxxed blood and unvaxxed blood? I mean, we have technology that can see the blood without anything invasive. I mean, just a photograph with a specific type of technology can look at your blood from the outside. Yes. Can you imagine if there were sensors?
Could be a problem.
Yeah, my mind is going in a whole lot of different directions. So without exception, you found toxic substances of some kind in every single COVID-19 shot sample. What are some of those substances that you have found?
Different metals. So the usual stuff you others also already found. So like, let's have a look. I can't, I don't know them by heart.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Take your time. I think this is very important.
So, of course, it was antimony in a very high concentration, in especially Moderna. Then cesium, potassium, calcium, barium, cobalt, iron, chromium, titanium, cerium, gadolinium, aluminum, silicon, and sulfur.
I'm not a microbiologist. You are. In your expert opinion, are any of these things supposed to be injected into a human body?
None of this is expected. Well, besides gadolinium, it's used in as a contrast chemical in some medical circumstances, and we know it goes into the brain and stays there. So that's the only thing I know. Aluminum is normally in normal vaccines, but the others, we have no idea. We can just say we found them. We have no idea what they are in this shot, why they are in this shot, and what they are doing. No, yeah, especially cesium.
Can you talk a little bit to our audience about your qualifications and the qualifications of the others that join you in this working group?
So I'm not especially a microbiologist. My specialty was a directed protein evolution, which is nowadays called gain of function. So I mutated proteins to make them more stable and faster.
Okay. And the others that work in this group with you?
So we have doctors, people from the physics department, chemists. We have lawyers, pathologists, naturopaths, it's called in your case, yeah, natural healers. I don't know all of the members because we have different subgroups. I'm just in the vaccine group. There are also groups who mostly are concerned about helping the jet. So there's, for example, Florian Schilling. I think you know him from the Corona Committee. He was there twice. He's written a book about all the signal transduction changes in cell-cell signaling in the jet. And so I don't know all by real name. So we also know each other by pseudonyms to be on the safe side.
Right.
So I can speak because I have nothing to lose.
Have you studied other vaccines in the past?
At the moment, someone is working on anesthetics for dental practice. So we haven't checked other vaccines so far. So we have to get our hands on these vaccines. There's someone in our group who microscoped other vaccines a year ago, so they were fine.
Okay, so this is definitely an anomaly. This shot is different from other vaccines in our history. Is there, in your expert opinion, any reason why anybody should ever get this shot?
No, as it doesn't, it's not helpful. You're still transferring the virus. You're not getting any kind of immunity. It's the wrong target. So the spike protein was the wrong target from the beginning. It's completely useless. It was never helpful it never conferred resistance against anything. So it was just a death shot, especially these nanolipids. We don't know the so-called LD50. It's the lethal doses when 50% of the animals are killed. And it was never checked how is the lethal doses for these nanolipids. We don't know.
The death shot. I agree. I've got about a minute left here, and I had a very focused and specific group of questions that I wanted to ask you. Is there anything in your findings that you want to make sure that we hear about today? I've got a minute. I'd like to give you the final words.
Basically, all shots are contaminated. There are no placebos. No placebos. Don't hope that you might get a placebo. Something is in there, in every one of them.
Kind of a grim outlook. We have been begging people not to take these, and I just hope that with every show that we broadcast, that one person decides to be hesitant or decides no when it comes to the pressure that surrounds getting injected with this serum, whatever it is. Dr. Sabina Stabel, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
The boosters are killing millions. A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapon sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America!
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
One of the greatest threats here in America, and quite frankly around the world, is the reset of the financial system. A lot of people are so focused on these death shots and this fake war in Ukraine, this undeclared proxy war covering up for the pedophilia cabal and bioweapons laboratories in the corrupt country of Ukraine. A lot of people worried about hyperinflation. They can't afford anything at the store. People are focused on criminal tax increases, theft, criminal theft by the corporate government criminal enterprise. That's what we have here, a crime syndicate. But the reset of the financial system looms. So what that means is draining the financial system with a crash or some sort of a COVID virus in your computers. It's going to happen, resetting everybody to zero. How do you prevent yourself from falling victim to that? Invest in physical gold and silver. Call Gold Coat today, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. You'll get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. Protect everything that you've worked hard to earn. If you have 50 grand or more in your IRA or in your savings or 401k, wherever you have your retirement savings, the stuff that you need, it's going to be reset to zero. It's an imminent risk. Protect it with gold and silver. Call my friends one more time, 855-706-GOLD. Mention Stu Peters when you call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. Welcome back. It is Wednesday. That means it's time for the Stu Crew favorite segment called Ask Dr. Jane. It's a featured segment on the program because the People's Bullhorn listens to your opinions. You say, this is my favorite. I get to submit my questions to Dr. Jane Ruby, and then she answers them. It's amazing. Submit the questions in her Telegram, t.me/drjaneruby. It's all powered by MyPillow. MyPillow.com. Get huge discounts when you use promo code STU over at MyPillow.com. And Dr. Jane Ruby joins us now. Isn't this one of your favorites as well? I mean, we have a lot of segments on this program. You do your own show, which is fantastic, by the way. It's a huge success over at StuPeters.com. But I think that this is still my favorite because we get to interact with people, hear what people are talking about at their dinner tables, and then try to discuss those very important topics. I like it.
Yeah, me too. That's exactly why I love it. Yep.
Katie S. must be doing a lot of talking at her dinner table. She says, I've had four friends all vaxxed and in their 60s. We'll pray for them. And all of them got COVID within the last 2 weeks. We're fine, though. Could we actually be spreading the cold to them?
Yeah, the world, life is spreading colds and infections and viruses to them because people who've taken the jab, we definitely know, and regardless of what it is or is not in there at any given time, their immune systems are damaged, Stu. They're degraded down. So just being in the world has made them more vulnerable, whereas those of us who have not taken the shot and who still have our God-given immunity functioning will be pretty well protected as before this whole nightmare.
Watch
so,
this.
Yeah, it's not, yeah.
I'm going to try to pronounce this name, and I think I'm going to get it right. Okay, you guys ready for this?
Daniel, I like to throw you a little zinger, yes, Stu, now and then.
I'm going to get it right, though. Daniel Bezidenhout. I bet you that's right.
Wow.
Yeah, Bezidenhout. Has anybody had a comparison made of a pre-jab and post-jab DNA profile? Does this affect only your offspring?
You know, a very interesting question. I'm not aware of anyone that has done a comparison yet. But Dr. Daniel Negassi, who I interviewed some time ago, is a molecular biologist who's warning that the human genome is being changed and damaged by these shots, has explained something called recombinant DNA. What does that mean? That means that maybe your child, if you took the shot and your baby was born healthy, I'm not trying to scare people, but I'm telling you that this is not the end of the story, that because of nature, God's design way of mixing up the gene pool, that when your child goes to have a child, that the genes are mixed up again, and that whatever that damage is will come to the surface again and manifest itself. So we have a lot that we're going to see in the coming years, Stu, and even generations from now.
Can't imagine how anybody could actually consider taking these injections at this point, or really, quite frankly, any injection. I don't trust any of it. Here's an easier one to pronounce. Where are all of my Jacksons at? Mona's here. Mona Jackson. Why can only the previously jabbed get this new Nivalent concoction? Nivalent? Pronounce it for me, Dr. Jane.
I think it was a typo. It's bivalent. You know, breaking on your show today, this morning, the FDA came out and, of course, gave their emergency use authorization to both Pfizer and Moderna for what they are calling the bivalent C19 booster. Now, I don't know what's in the minds of the criminals, Stu, but I can tell you there's probably an agenda behind the fact that you don't get this one if you haven't had the first series or whatever the first, you know, journey is into this nightmare by Pfizer and Moderna. They're two shot series. So it'll be interesting. As we know, Stu, there have been medication errors galore. And I believe people will accidentally get this bivalent injection. And we're going to find out. We're going to find out what happens to them if they have not had the previous two. We've always had a theory that they were really priming the human body for things, whether it was those white clots, whether it's for conduction. We don't know yet, Stu. But the fact that they have a design for the order in which you take these things. And by the way, don't forget, bivalent means two mRNA concoctions, because one wasn't enough to cause death and destruction, I guess. I don't know.
And they're going to be able to tell whether you've had it or not. And I'm not talking about a vaccine passport or a proof of vaccine. I'm talking about actually scanning your blood, maybe with pictures from the outside. We just talked with Dr. Sabine Stabel from the working group in Germany and Austria, who said that 100% of the vaxxed blood that she looked at, there was a difference between unvaxxed blood. If you guys missed that segment, you should make sure to watch it. It'll be up at stupeters.com after this show is completed. But she said that the blood is detectable by AI that they programmed in the working group. So there's artificial intelligence that can say, yes, this person is vaxxed, this person is not.
We're going to need that, Stu. We're going to need that.
Yeah, but everything that is designed for good is actually, you know, we found weaponized for bad. So now you're going to be walking through what? Scanners at the airport or at the grocery store? Nope, sorry, no admittance because you are unvaxxed. It's just absolutely unbelievable. Yeah. Ursula Carter, I have an important question. All right, let's go. My daughter is pregnant, and now they say we must all get the whooping cough vax. How true is this? I don't trust it.
You're right not to trust it. And we're going to see more and more of this, Stu, because so many people are conditioned to respond to those kinds of demands and not question them. So I urge people to take a step back, ask why, find a birthing center, whatever you need to do to protect yourself from being on the grid of these medical dictates that are unfounded. And we've already lived through a nightmare. Let's stop it in its tracks. It's very frightening.
Well, I mean, I don't know about frightening. I think because they've pretty much laid it all out here. You know, programs like this one, I know that we were on the forefront here of leading the kind of anti-vax charge. And also, you know, it was really unpopular to question Donald Trump. You know, why, with all of the data on the table, why is he still out here pushing this? And I remember us being very early on that.
I think,
as a matter of fact, the Stu Peters Show was the first to say, okay, we're waiting for President Trump to come out and say, these things are dangerous, they're deadly. Well, according to a report by Alex Jones over at InfoWars, he did an emergency broadcast for President Trump. And his people took this into a meeting with President Trump. And I guess these people reported directly back to Alex Jones. Nope, the president doubled down. He said, I don't want to hear anything more about these shots. And I'm paraphrasing right now because I don't remember the verbatim how Alex Jones said this, but this is essentially what he said. Nope, I don't want to hear anybody else talking about these shots. I like them. They're safe. Take them. They're good. And I just don't know what data set, you know, President Trump is looking at. And it's beginning to be very frustrating for me. And, you know, there needs to be a person who leads the anti-vax charge, somebody who's going to expose the bioweapon at the 2024 election time. And it sounds like that's not going to be President Trump. I don't think it'll be DeSantis either, because DeSantis has wavered back and forth on these shots. They're safe for this group. Nope. They're safe for this group. Nope. They're helping old people. Nope. They're helping young people. Nope. Nope. They're not helping anybody. And somebody needs to say no. And somebody needs to run for president with that platform. And even if they don't win, the media can't ignore a presidential candidate. They have to air your campaign ads. They have to talk about you. They have to give you airtime. They have to allow you to debate. Somebody needs to lead that charge.
Absolutely right, Stu. And listen,
They might F around and win. Honestly, it wouldn't even probably matter who runs against them, whether it's Donald Trump or DeSantis or Pompeo. Give me a break. Nikki Haley, really? The mattress ladder climber? Let's get serious. We don't need polished politicians and grandstanding, bloviating blowhards running for office. We need somebody who will design a government that is representative of the people and lead this country into freedom and away from this vaccine tyranny. This is a depopulation agenda.
Stu, do you have anybody in mind?
I'll do it. Beverly wants to know, is taking any shot for anything unsafe now? Yes.
You know, the short answer is yes. Stu, look, these companies have already said that they are going to use mRNA technology for everything, the entire childhood schedule of shots. The CEO of Moderna just said last week, hey, we're going to put 10 mRNAs into a universal flu shot. It's going to be C19, influenza A and B. It's just going to be right down the line. They've already told you they're going to do it. So immediately, I would stop with the pharmaceuticals, Stu. Just stop.
Yeah. Antipsychotics, antidepressants. Look, I've said it before on this program, and we're running short on time here, but I've said this before. We outsource 95% of our pharmaceutical manufacturing to China and India.
Yes, we do.
We don't have any kind of quality control. We have no idea what's in this insulin. We have no idea what's in our chemotherapy. We have no idea what's in these antipsychotics and antidepressants. We have no idea what's in this Ritalin or Adderall or methylphenidate or anything that we're giving to our children. How do we know? Right. How do we check it? Does it come here? And what, the pharmacist at Walgreens checks it out for you? No, they don't. You go to a pharmacist and you ask them about the informed consent on these COVID-19 shots, and they can't give you an answer. I saw a video of one pharmacist actually frozen dead in his tracks and said, I feel like a complete idiot right now. I can no longer recommend these shots. And that needs to happen every single place that we go. As a matter of fact, every single vaccine that is currently on American soil should be incinerated and deemed unsafe until we bring manufacturing hubs to the United States and take care of our own pharmaceuticals here. It would create millions of jobs. It would create billions of dollars for our economy. And it would give us the quality control that we need to put America first and Americans first and make sure that they're safe. Dr. Jane, thank you so much for being here. Ask Dr. Jane. It's every Wednesday. Submit your questions to her in Telegram, t.me/drjaneruby. It's all powered by MyPillow. Huge discounts, upwards 67% when you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Stu. Don't go anywhere. The Stu Peters Show continues right after this.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
So I've been telling you a lot about these nootropics brain supplements from Nootopia, and I just got to show you because I got my shipment again. The Nootopia box. This is the custom box that came specifically for me when I filled out the questionnaire at Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. How I think, how I process information throughout my day. The focused savagery is one that Nootopia thinks is really good for me, and I'm telling you right now, the focused savagery is awesome. Here's the Zamner juice. This is what you spray under your tongue. This is a good mood booster that makes you feel almost immediately better, raising your sense of mental well-being. Can help you achieve more by reducing anxiety and stress while also improving lateral thinking and mental energy. I mean, there's all kinds of them. Here's the brain flow. All right, what does brain flow do? Well, it eliminates feelings of anxiousness and tendency toward fear with just a blush of energy. One to two capsules, okay? Here is the nectar. Okay, here it is. This is experiencing immediate levels of increased optimism, more ambition, more drive, greater learning and retention, increased energy and elevated sex drive and performance. There's a whole bunch more in here too. I mean, there's all kinds of different supplements in here. You can see that I've already been dipping into them. Focus Savagery is what I'm on today. You might have guessed that. Get the custom brain supplement package for you. These are 100% safe, 100% legal, and totally non-addictive from Nootopia. Go to Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you at Nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Welcome back. Well, as you are aware, this program is passionate about fighting for the rights and the lives of our children, protecting our children against the satanic pedophilia cabal. These little ones. Documentary, if you haven't seen it, get to StuPeters.com and check that out right now. So, of course, I wasn't surprised to hear about the victimization of another child, this time an autistic child at the Palm Beach School for Autism. Christopher Key is with VaccinePolice.com. This story broke on his Telegram channel, but apparently, Christopher, this story broke 8 years ago, but the whole thing has now been scrubbed from the internet. Take us through the interview that you did with this mom.
Brother, the Vaccine Police here, you know, we're policing the CDC, the FDA, the AMA, the abortion clinics, and now we're having to go and police these autistic schools that are molesting, having satanic Luciferian sacrifices, I'm believing now. This woman told me things that I didn't want to hear, brother. I didn't want to hear what happened to her son. And this happened many years ago. The story broke 8 years ago, but this has been going on. Many, her son was 4 years, no, I think 6 years old when this happened. He's 20 something now, Stu, and it's been scraped from the internet, completely, totally wiped from the internet. We were able to get the pieces that aired from them, and you guys can watch this. And I need your help, because nobody here in Florida will do anything about it as far as the government officials and whatnot. They're scared to death of what's going on, and they don't want to be held accountable. And that's why you people out there have to help me get this back on the radar. This is happening right here in Jeffrey Epstein's backyard, guys. These are the same people that were helping him shuttle these children. And I think it's being done in this school. When you go back and listen to the interview where her son is scared to death of knives now because of them scraping his skin and ripping his skin off. If you haven't seen the video, it's something I wish I've never seen of what Hillary Clinton did to a young child and ripped the face off. Have you ever seen that video, Stu?
You know, I've seen a lot of horrific and disgusting videos that involve the Clintons, but specifically I want to talk about this story because the court of public opinion is really the only court that we know is actually on our side, because it's the court of we the people. And so right now what we need to focus on is getting this investigation into these specific allegations that this mom was making about this Palm Beach School for Autism. So tell our audience who haven't seen the video yet, and you got to go to the Vaccine Police Telegram page and watch this interview. But tell the audience what exactly it was that she said. When she said that her boy, a lot of these autistic children are easy targets because they don't communicate properly. And so she had to point, or he had to point at himself and, you know, in specific areas. Tell the audience what she said.
She says she got her son home and he was continuing to cry and she didn't know what was going on. And she was finally able to get him to point to his private parts and said his back parts and said he put it in and made me put it in my mouth is what this woman's son. And then she took this son to the hospital, Stu, and they were able to do an examination on him. And yes, there was rips in his rectum, and the doctor would not put that in the report. It's just, they're all looking out for each other. They're all working together. And another one of her friends, that child was also molested. All the animals that he has and all the figures that he has, he's ripped the testicles, ripped the private parts apart because it so scares him and what happened to these children because they can't talk. And what happened with her child is her child can communicate. And that was the only reason we were able to get this story out there. She was 8 years ago, brother.
Unbelievable. And, you know, Kara Witkowski has been on this program multiple times talking about her fight, her battle with CPS, the child traffickers over at CPS. Her son is now dead because her son was in the hands of a rapist who raped Kara. And this son had this rectum issue that now is coming up here. And then her son later died. CPS still has her now daughter with him, even though there are specific criminal charges against him for this criminal sexual conduct and stalking and all kinds of other things. They're preying on children with special needs. They're preying on all children. Keep your eye on our children. So we need to contact these people to get a Palm Beach investigation started. So who should people look to contact, Christopher Key?
Brother, I'm putting all that together. So again, call me with any information. As of right now, my cell's 205-936-9803. I'll get those numbers and I'll get those to you on who we got to contact, who the sheriff is and whatnot to get this investigation started and whatnot, brother.
All right. And we've got contact information that we'll put up as well at stupeters.com. Christopher Key, policing all of the entities that are here to destroy us and to rape our kids and to stick us with shots and to depopulate the planet and to make us sick on purpose. It all started with a vaccine or excuse me. No, it all started with a mask mandate at a school district where, by the way, Christopher didn't even have any kids. Remember that? Remember that?
I remember that, brother.
That was a long time ago.
It was over a year ago, brother, and amazing things are happening. Again, you can't go preach God's word if you don't take care of your temple. please look into filtersuck.com. Look at keystolife.shop. Get your deer antler velvet to help your body rebuild, regrow, rejuvenate. It's amazing, brother. I mean, it will put you on fire to go out and do what I do, brother. That this right here, they're killing us with the food, and this will help you take your temple back and breathe the fresh air, brother. I saw you on the airplane. How did you like it? You didn't get sick that time.
No,
did you,
I didn't get sick that time. And that's a personal testimony. Filtersuck.com. And can they still use promo code Stu?
You dang right. Stu, brother.
All right.
Love
big discounts over there. Yes. It actually did keep me very safe. I was sick the time that I traveled. All right, hold on. I got to get a word in. I was sick the time that I traveled beforehand. The only difference this time was I was wearing that little filter, that filterless, actually, air purifier from filtersuck.com. Go check it out. School is back in session. Keep your kids safe from shedding. Christopher Key, Vaccine Police, thanks so much for being here.
Love you guys. Love you, Stu family.
Christopher Key's energy is not a personal testimony for the deer antler velvet. I don't know what else is. If you could bottle that stuff. And you can. IGF-1. Go there. KeysToLife.shop. It doesn't take that much energy to book a personal appointment with Carlos Cortez, the independent fiduciary that'll take care of you. He's like-minded. In these times, put your finances in the hands of somebody that you can trust. Book your appointment at CortezWM.com. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do do it. So we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car. And when they do, save the radio!